كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Most respected Imam, most respected Ulema, Huffaz, Qura'a, my most respected mothers, elders, sisters, brothers, beloved children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid ul Adha Mubarak to one and all. We celebrate Eid, recurring happiness, in a time when the world is seeing every microsecond recurring sadness. And one thing we proclaim, and it's been prescribed for us, especially in these times, is to always say, no matter what's happening, Allah is above all this. He is the greatest. So one time, all together, let us hear it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Day of Eid ul-Adha. It is called the Greater Eid because in stature, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Eid ul-Akbar. It is even greater than the Eid of Fitr because this is the day we commit to Allah to sacrifice. Unfortunately, due to a lack of proper teaching and education, Muslims have reduced this day to a day of a massacre. How many you cutting through? I knocked them down. What did you knock down? Are you committing a genocide of animals? When we look around us and we see how animals are treated, how they are transported, how they are taken care of, and in the greater world, we see courtyards full of blood. I mean, farms are there to cut animals. If you differ with me, you can argue later. But this is not what Allah wants. During the physical presence of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, wealth was measured according to how many sheep you had, how many camels you had, how many goats you had. That was the measurement of wealth. And you had to sacrifice of what you loved the most. This Pesach sacrifice, it comes from a word, sacrificae, in Latin, to make sacred. What must you make sacred? Me and you are supposed to commit today to make sacred our lives, inshallah, for the rest of our life on this earth. What do we mean make sacred? You see, when they gathered for Hajj, I see the social media has become the new teacher. Showbiz Islam. Showbiz. And AI has killed NI. Artificial intelligence has to be fed with natural intelligence. Otherwise it doesn't work. And above all this intelligence is Allah's intelligence. And the transmission of Allah's intelligence, you don't have to tap into AI, you have to tap into Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And how do you tap into him? By greeting him. You make a connection with anyone by greeting them. It's not, and again, the sheep have gone to our heads, a sheep counter and tick, 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 tick. This must make Allah, 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 Allah. If you've got a heart, listen to it. It says something. And Allah put this heart, which is so subtle, into a little jade. If you look at your ribs, it's like a jade. No other organ has been protected like this. It's a subtle way of telling you. Preserve your spiritual heart. And the way to preserve your spiritual heart, if you take that harness that you pulled a bull with and harness it to Muhammad Rasulullah. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. Not so simple the translation. If you love Allah, follow me. Follow me. How far are you going to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are you going to follow him? Easy to grow beard. That's why we don't shave. We don't cut nails in these 10 days. Because take the focus out of you and put it on Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you're not going to take a selfie, which is a nafsi, in these 10 days. Because myself is not looking very nice. How's your heart doing? Ishaan, how's your heart doing? To know about my physical heart, my cardiologist is here. About the spiritual heart, there's one cardiologist, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He'll say, he greeted me every day. So I gave her one glance into his heart. He greeted me every day. And the angels came and said, so and so, son of so and so, greeted you. And I sent back peace to him. Wouldn't you like the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take your name and your father's name? You think this is just a ritual? So everyone speaks of sacrifice, animals are sacrificed, blood is shed. Don't wear a white kurta and cut animals, please, and walk in town. Blood is shed, meat is distributed, alhamdulillah. But the deeper question remains, what about sacrificing the nafs, the ego, which you can't sacrifice, because it goes in stages. Nafsul Ammara, the animal self. Nafsul Lawwama, the reproaching self. Nafsul Mutmainna, the nafs that has been brought under control by man. That's the great sacrifice. Don't say, I killed my nafs. You can't kill it. The great humble scholar, the greatest saint, Sayyidina Sayyid, leading up to Mawla Ali alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relationship maternally and paternally. People who Ibn Taymiyyah and all the great scholars regarded as their teacher. Sayyidina Abu Muhammad Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that one day Shaitan came to him and he said, you know you, you've prayed so much. You've made so much of sacrifice. that Allah has said, you are now free, you don't have to read namaz. You know what he turned around and said? He said, you know what? You are my nafs in the form of shaitan. If Allah did not free the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of namaz, I am but his humble lieutenant. Why would he free me of salah? And one of the ways to know whether your heart is alive or dead is when you hear the azan and it doesn't move you, then something's wrong. So shaitan, with his ego, is very clever. He said, you know what? Your lineage, you say it. You're a great sheikh of the world. Everyone knows you. From your school of thought and from your spiritual madrasa was taught Salahuddin Ayyubi. I'm just adding a bit. My nafs is coming in too. So he said, you know what, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, radiallahu ta'ala, you're not insane. He said, hey, you're trying your tricks again with me. My knowledge did not save me, Allah saved me. Who saved him? The Quran tells us that ritual without transformation is an empty ritual. About this ritual we're going to perform of cutting an animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, the struggle. Hajj means struggle. It says, neither their meat nor their blood reaches Allah. Not their meat or the blood of your wealth that you sacrificed. It is your God consciousness, your taqwa that reaches Him. What is taqwa? Awareness of Allah. Awareness. Today, we have a strange human breed. Very strange. And I know I'm the strangest. It's a numb world. Everyone is just numb. Either with physical drugs or spiritual drugs. You just numb. Yeah, right, right. All my gunas are forgiven. Hey, your gunas against Allah is forgiven. The namaz you missed, the salah you missed, the roza you missed, the psalm you missed, the hajj when you could do it, you didn't go. But your sins against man will never be forgiven until that man forgives you. So don't come with your newborn child act. You know, I know you're scrolling all the time. Me too. Nothing to do. In the mosque, I see people Juma time, big kurta, big dari, big topi doing kriya. They come in the masjid Juma time against the wall, the phone is out. Do you know who you came to meet? This is the greatest meeting you'll ever have in your life. And what surprises me is how people do this meeting. No, if you got a big meeting, it cost you a couple of baths and you dress and you get ready and you prepare in front of the mirror how I'm going to talk to this boss so I can get a little bite of the cherry. But when you come in to talk to the boss of bosses, Malik Yawm al-Din, you just come and lift your thing. What are you doing? Gymnastics? How you stand for salah? How you prepare for salah? When you make Allahu Akbar, how you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Very important. Don't make this a joke. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Curse be that musalli who just goes for namaz to be seen amongst men. So watch out the next time how you do your salah. And before that, how you do your wudu. Because if your wuzu is invalid, you use more than 650 milliliters of water, gone. You are now haram. And the haram is namaz is not accepted. So make your wuzu sacred. Make your salah sacred. Take your time when you come here. Today make this your first salah. If you're not doing it, if you're doing it, alhamdulillah, make dua for you. But if you're not doing it, today take your time and read your salah. Take your time and make that sujood. That's the closest point to be to Allah. So we just got seeing blood in our courtyard of a mosque. I thought they massacred the Musallis. Meanwhile, the crowd are still trembling. This is what we're going through. Because, you know, unfortunately, the teachers too. Because religion has just become a performance today. It's all over. You just go to Facebook, Instagram, it's just happening. Everyone's a Hazrat and Shaykh and I put the Khilafat and hey, kill the Afat. Allah will promote you, don't have to promote yourself. Okay? Politics too is theater. We know, we're living in the center of it. Theater. It's just an act. Then you get spiritual brandy. You know a logo. You just have to look at one or how he's dressed, you know which group he belongs to. When Allah says, don't belong to any group. وَأَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't become firqas. When Allah speaks, but Mullah knows more than Allah. You know the Mullahs? They know more than Allah. Now, we're living in a world of debate theology. Debates, I'll take you on. But you know, this Imam said that. What you say? So, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Man is in a state of loss. And those who are not, may Allah keep us in their company. Because they will fall under one of the categories, minan nabiyin, that's close. Was siddiqin, they're there so. The truth personified, was shuhada, the shaheeds, was salihin. But today you don't know who's a shaheed. But Allah said Muslims will fight Muslims, and both sides will claim they got martyrs. So be a living shaheed. You know, Hazrat Talha, radiallahu ta'ala, the Prophet looked at him and he said, oh my Sahaba, you want to see a living martyr? That's Talha, radiallahu ta'ala. He said, yeah, Rasulullah, he's martyred but he's walking? He said, yes. Because how he protected me on the battle of Uhud. That's all the scars on his body. But Ya Rabbi Allah, he protected you. He said he didn't protect Allah. No, it's one. He who protects me is protecting the deen of Allah. Because in this thing here, don't come with your shirk and bidah stories, but there's not a shirk and bidah I need to from my perspective. But now, you see, last thing I tell you. See the Quran speaks, Surah Al-Hujarat. Hujarat means the inner chamber. Inside. You know, in the inside of your house, you discuss the personal matters. We'll do this, we'll do that. Have an indaba. You know, inside. So, the Sahaba heard about Qurbani, like today, you're waiting. Hey, I'm number one on the list, I've got to be there a certain time. I hope this Imam makes a khutba shot. See, so the Sahaba went and they made the Qurbani, the udhiyah, the sacrifice before the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, the Quran doesn't say you must sacrifice after him. But respect tells you you must sacrifice after. As soon as they did this, Allah sent down a verse of the Quran, the first verse of Surah Al-Hujarat, the 49th chapter of the Holy Quran. That's your homework. 49:1. Go check it out. Allah says, Bismillah. لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. Don't step ahead of Allah and His Messenger. Hey. Ya Allah, do you make qurbani? No, I don't make qurbani. But my Rasul makes qurbani. My Rasul does both here. My Rasul sacrifices. You don't respect your leader? Why didn't you wait for your elder, your leader, to sacrifice? Then you sacrifice. So what will this teach you? When you go in there, you see the old, the elderly, the aged, your parents, your uncles, tell them, you first, I help you. I'll go last. I'll go last. That's when this verse was revealed. Do not put yourself ahead of Allah and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Eid al-Adha. May accept the Hajj of all those who have sincerely gone for Hajj. May He bring back all of them safely. May He grant shifa to all of our people who are sick. May He grant Jannat al-Firdaus to all the people that have passed on. May Allah give us a mouth with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring all the people who have gone astray back to the fold of Islam. You know the Eid al-Adha. See here, we only want, do you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? Yes, you are a Muslim. Okay, we not only me and my peer sahab, me and my mufti sahab, we only Muslims. All of you are not Muslims. We all Muslims. Say Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. We all Muslims. If you want, you came to watch and you read this, if you read it with your heart, you are a Muslim. Welcome to Islam. Don't worry about all these additions. And we make dua for all the Muslimin, the oppressed throughout the world, and Africa especially, in our country, here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the hearts to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away all the problems. May Allah unite the Muslim world in love and to become beacons of light to show the way to other people. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. So this salah, according to the Hanafis, it is wajib. According to you, that's not important. You make a niyyah. I'm reading behind this imam, this Salatul Eid al-Adha, and this imam reads 6 extra takbir, so I follow my imam. The 3 extra takbir is when you make Allahu Akbar, you read salah, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. You read that. After that, he's going to make 3 extra. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Then you're going to read Surah Fatiha and a Surah. Go ruku, sajda, everything. Take your time, huh? Don't rush. Ruku, sajda, everything. Stand straight like you're doing exercise. Just think you stand in front of those weights when you're going to burn your biceps. Because your 2 biceps are next to you. Okay? Read properly now, sir. No rushing. Okay? So make nicely. Allah. Another. It's not salah. It's a joke. Do properly. Okay? If you're going to go in the gym and lift the weight like this and do like this, you're going to hurt yourself. Physically. In salah, you don't read properly, you're going to hurt yourself spiritually. Okay, you want a spiritual trainer, like a personal trainer, I got Lord Bawasi. Okay, please, Allah accepts, but we don't know. Well, Allah will accept, make your niyyah and read it, salah. Okay, after that when he comes up to the second rakat, If you read the first surah, Surah Fatiha, one surah, you will need three other takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you go in ruku. Okay, let's stand up, make ourselves straight. And if you believe in sitting, standing up from Hayyal al Farah, which is the sunnah, then you can sit down in your place. Okay? Put your heels on the second line of the musalla, the back line. As Sheikh will say, on the designated musalla, the back line. You can come front, one more line if you want. But it's fine, there's plenty space. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us, there's plenty masjid, you've got a choice. The menu is big. It's alright. Fine, come forward. Come, brothers, let's get shoulder to shoulder like an army. Come on, we're going to fight this ego today. We're going to sacrifice it. Leave one place for me, please.
Just a second.